Hi, folks. What I'd like to do is just describe some work that we did last year. It's kind of more general than spatial ontologies, but it's applicable to spatial ontologies and vocabularies. I'll tell you a little bit about this ontologies and controlled vocabularies framework, give you some information about the framework, some target capabilities, and a roadmap. So we were asked to actually provide some guidance last year by the intelligence community CIO office to develop a collaborative ontology and controlled vocabulary framework, which would include development, management, and implementation. Our first phase, which was last year, 2008, we really assessed the current state of the world as far as the intelligence community was concerned in terms of controlled vocabularies and ontologies, and also had an intensive workshop to gather requirements for target capabilities. We surveyed the community and tried to find out what was available immediately and what could be shared. And then we developed this framework that really estimates target capabilities and provides guidance for achieving them. And the idea then was that we'd have at least two future phases, 2009 and maybe 2010 beyond, where the framework would be really refined, instantiated, refined, and support a pilot implementation with the eventual idea that it becomes kind of institutionalized and becomes a real program under a real organization. And the point was to rapidly and continuously improve semantic and structural interoperability across the IC. What we were addressing was, to raise the bar for both the structural and semantic interoperability. So in this diagram, we see three major objects, entities of interest, controlled vocabularies, and ontologies, and some of their high-level relationships. So entities of interest are what, the intelligence community is interested in, what things are out there that are potentially, hazardous for the USA, and find out the relationships among them. There's a lot of fragmented intelligence sources that come in. You can imagine that the range of data is just huge and tremendous in tremendous amounts, too. And so the controlled vocabularies are really, name and describe these entities of interest. And, of course, the entities of interest go through controlled vocabularies. Well, controlled vocabularies are also, if you really want to go beyond and use the semantics, you need more than just controlled vocabularies, and you need ontologies that really represent what those vocabularies mean. So the ontologies define the controlled vocabularies, and they also, therefore, model the entities of interest. So controlled vocabularies really address structural interoperability, whereas ontologies address semantic interoperability. So what is the framework? Well, the framework was an end-to-end approach for collaborative development, management, governance, implementation of both ontologies and controlled vocabularies. Try to define, target capabilities, processes, principles, and best practices, really to codify what would be required if you wanted to address controlled vocabularies and ontologies as enterprise assets. So it's a shift to doing things in more ad hoc fashion, perhaps with individually and in particular agencies or organizations, and now begin to address these things at an enterprise level. And then, of course, the point is that, it has to benefit the intelligence analyst. So how would it do that? By improving enterprise information sharing and exchange capabilities, enabling the preservation of the context of the information from the disparate sources. Obviously, search and retrieval and discovery capabilities could be improved. And then also intelligent information aggregation and potentially visualization for the analyst, but also improve advanced analytic capabilities such as, for example, disambiguation, semantic disambiguation, entity correlation, and even things beyond that, link analysis with semantics, associated with semantics, and even predictive analysis. So, of course, the enterprise benefits because now you have continuous and measurable improvement in your information sharing and analytic capability. I'll step back. One of the ideas behind the framework was that it can be instantiated in many organizations, many communities. So we focused on the intelligence community because that was our primary concern, but we think that the framework could be instantiated in probably many, many kinds of organizations that really want to address the same issues about how you treat your assets, these vocabulary and ontology assets at the enterprise level. It also supports centralized planning, but also distributed execution, right? So the communities of interest, that's a paradigm which is bottom-up, typically. You want to share information with another community, you get together and establish a community of interest. So that may not be an enterprise level, but it may percolate up. And in any case, you probably want to have a rationalized process for communities of interest rather than often the typical Wild West that exists in the federal government. And you want to address this enterprise scale information challenges by focusing on this cross-domain information assurance. We have issues within the intelligence community of also, you know, different classification levels, different sharing policies. And then enterprise standard support and mediation of data sharing agreements across organizations. It also will assist in building trust in this establishment of kind of a meta community. It promotes transparency and reduces waste because you're viewing these things as reusable intellectual products that can assist the information systems. And so you maintain these as real assets, reducing wasted time and money, inefficiencies, redundancies, and additional rework. And then you make this enterprise semantics really more explicit and transparent. And then the final benefit is for developers and implementers. So at the enterprise level, infrastructure level, it enables the collaboration space and tools, common tools, services that will assist the organizations in developing their vocabularies, ontologies, providing guidance. It enables the intelligence community to focus on developing and implementing the ontologies as opposed to building infrastructure to support them. So you can view this as an enterprise library of high-quality, emerging high-quality ontologies-controlled vocabularies surrounded by services that enable developers and users to use those. And then enterprise-level technical support because you want to raise the bar to improve the quality, reusability, and repeatability of designing and using ontologies controlled vocabularies. And then also we address governance, so it provides a venue to resolve challenges and to address enterprise level guidance. Here's a small picture. It's a large number of individuals who have to participate in this. Everyone from communities of interest, linguists, analysts, ontologists, prospective advisory council, application service developers, the support team for the ontologies, control vocabularies, and again, standards groups, internal and external. With the center cloud, if you will, of the framework providing these collaboration tools, implementation support, really a registry and repository with a catalog on top and management services. Enables management of terminological services so that if you're a community of interest, you're using one terminology, one vocabulary, you can speak to the others and also have representation by the ontologies that you need. This is the kind of a notional capability model. You see the upper left box is this continuous improvement. In other words, we want to develop maturity models. This is maybe the first step. If you're familiar with the Software Engineering Institute's old CMM model, computer maturity model, you know that the bottom rung is typically ad hoc, right? So ad hoc processes that aren't repeatable and aren't rationalized by the individual organization. Well, we want to develop maturity models, and we're in progress on this, that enables the enterprise, the community as a whole, to progress, evolve over time to higher levels in terms of, in particular, their use of semantics, using control vocabularies and ontologies. Metrics over time become more and more important to be able to clarify where you need to go, what you've accomplished, the costs and benefits. Also includes a set of common tools. A distributed registry repository, but also servers and services based on, the use of a catalog and terminologies that enable developers and users to actually use those. And then, collaboration across the communities of interest, but also agencies and across the entire enterprise. The services, obviously a vast range of services, everything from governance to implementation support, technical support, training, outreach, life cycle management, and infrastructure management. This is just kind of repeating what I mentioned earlier, that this was initially in three phases. And so this was the phase one, if you will, from last year, which we accomplished provided this overall management framework. The idea this year was to continue the design, begin initial pilots. Well, things have evolved. Basically, the tasking that's being done is informed by the framework, but there was some also additional low-hanging fruit that we had to address based upon, other needs or organizations within the intelligence community. But we expect that this will continue, and the need for such a framework will only increase in the future. The idea then was that in 2010, some of these pilots would begin to be deployed. Now, it may be the case that there may be an executive agent within the community that will assume a lot of the role of supporting this framework because the emphasis is on controlled vocabularies and ontologies in its own right, in this executive agent that would, perform the work for a specific purpose within the intelligence community. And that's it.